start of the second quarter. It's first and 10 from the 41-yard line for the Panthers. Beverly with the trick play, and it's fumbled by number 2. And looks like the Vikings fell on top of it, and they recover. So another costly turnover by the Panthers. That's their second. The first was a poor snap over the head of the punter, covered by the Vikings, it was a turnover in their own territory. Vikings took over, and right here, the costly fumble on the trick play was by number 2, James Kilson. But the Vikings have one of their own earlier. It was a handoff play from Kaler to Hannah, fumbled in their own zone. So another costly one here by the Panthers, and that'll bring out Kaler and the Vikings. First and 10 from the 37-yard line in Panther territory. Sets up with two wideouts on each side. CJ Best at tailback. Play clock under 5. Kaler takes the snap, looking for someone, and finds Lewis at the 30, makes his way across, taken down at the 15. What a catch by Lewis, and takes it an extra 15 yards. So they're going to spot the ball at the 14, first and 10 for the Vikings. And he'll put Lewis and Smith on the left, Roland and Jackson on the right. CJ Best behind him at tailback. Play clock now under 10. Kaler takes the snap and finds Roland, but in and out of his, well, didn't really get in his hands, but intended for 82, falls incomplete. Stops the clock at 14:22 here in the second quarter. Second down and 10 from the 14. Same formation with Roland and Jackson on the right, Smith and Lewis on the left, and Best at tailback. Play clock under 10. And Kaler takes the snap. Looking to his right. Nope. Looking for Best and hits him and makes a juke, and he's going to find his way into the end zone for a touchdown, DVC. Kaler to Best, 14-yard touchdown reception. And that puts the Vikings up by 10. Awaiting the PAT, 13-3. So the fumble by the Panthers turns out to be costly, as the Vikings take advantage and score their second touchdown of the night. And Terrence Young takes the snap, holds it for Stephon Vanier, and the boot is good. So that makes it 14-3, with 14-13 remaining here in the second quarter. Vikings on top of the Panthers. So Vanier will kick it from the 35, down to number 2, James Kilson, and he'll take it from the 2-yard line. Makes his way down the right sideline, and tripped up. Placed out of bounds right at the 28-yard line, and that's where Beverly and the Panthers will come out and start their next drive, first and 10. It's their last drive with that fumbled handoff by James Kilson. Vikings took advantage and scored their second touchdown. They lead 14-3 with 14:07 remaining here in the second quarter. Beverly lines up with three wideouts stacked on the left, one on the right. Hands it off to Logan. Logan up the middle, huge hole, and he's going to get away across to the 46-yard line and mark him down at the 45. Solid run there by Logan. Had plenty of room to run up the middle, and that's a first and 10 for the Panthers. And hurry-up formation, another handoff to Logan, and another hole. Glace crossed the 50-yard line to the 48. Where he's stopped. And another strong gain of about 7 yards there. Brings us up second down and 3. And again, hurry up offense. And another handoff to Logan. And another solid gain. And that's a first down. Gets to the 44, first and 10 for the Panthers. But there is a man down for Sac City, injured after the play. As it looks like it's number 79, Chase Zamora, down after the play. So after the injury timeout, it's first and 10 from the 44 in Viking territory. Quick pass to number 15, and he's taken down by 23. Derek Johnson. This pass was caught by number 15, Heron Paget. And penalty flag on the play. Looks like a block in the back against the Panthers. So after the penalty, it moves them back to the 50-yard line, second down and 16. And handoff to Logan up the middle. 4-yard gain on the play. And that'll get to the 46-yard line in Viking territory and bring up a third down and 12. Under 13 minutes now here remaining in the second quarter. Beverly has three stacked on the right, one to the left. Logan at tailback. They look to the sidelines for the call. Play clock under 10. Play clock now under 5. Beverly takes the snap. Hands it off to Logan up the middle. Has room. And makes his way across the 40-yard line. Taken down short of the first down marker at the 36. That'll bring up a fourth down and 2. And we'll see what they call. They're keeping their offense on the field. They're doing hurry-up formation here. Two wideouts on each side. Logan stays a tailback. Beverly takes the snap, handoff to Logan, and he's stopped short! So the Vikings D comes up big on fourth down. Logan stopped for a loss, and the Vikings take over first and 10 from the 38. So Kaler will come out. Look to try and capitalize on the turnover here, and they already lead 14-3, trying to extend the lead here before the end of the half. Three wideouts stacked on the left, Jackson Lone on the right, and it looks like Trayvon Hanna back in at tailback. And hits Roland, and gets to the 45-yard line, so solid gain on the play by the Vikings. So we haven't seen Hanna since he fumbled earlier in the first quarter, but just as I say that, they take him out and put in number 7, CJ Best. So gain of 7 on the play to Roland. Brings up second down and 3 from the 46-yard line. And Kaler puts Jackson alone on the left now, and Smith, Roland. And looks like number 80 on the right, handed off to Best, and he stopped for a loss. As now, number 80, Terrell Robertson will come out, and Andre Lewis comes back in. So after the loss on the run, it brings up third and 7 from the 42-yard line. As we now approach 11 minutes remaining here in the half. Same formation with three wideouts stacked on the left. Best at tailback and Jackson alone on the left. Kaler takes the snap, looking to his right. He's looking for Roland and hits him across midfield. And that's a first down for the Vikings as he gets across to the 44-yard line in Panther territory. Good catch there made by Roland. Getting extra yards on the run after the catch. And first and 10 from the 44. Smith and Lewis on the left. Number 2, Damon Collins on the right with Deontay Jackson. Collins in motion, handed off to Collins. And he slips. And he's going to lose a yard on the play. It looked like he was going to have a little bit of room up the middle. get a gain on the play, but slipped up and loses a yard. So second down and 11 from the 45. Now 10 minutes remaining in the first half. And coming in for number 2, David Collins. Number 24, Trevor Smith. He'll line up along with number 84, Terrence Young, and number 15, Andre Lewis on the right. And DVC is going to call a timeout now. We're at second down and 11 here from the 45. 9:43 remaining here in the first half. So after the timeout, Vikings come out second down and 11 from the 45 in Panther territory with three wideouts stacked on the left, three wideouts stacked on the right, Jackson alone on the left, and CJ Best at tailback behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap. He's looking for Smith, and he catches it and gets to cross the 40, or inside the 40 to the 39 for a gain of 6 on the play. That'll bring up 3rd and 5.
Trevor Smith, 24, with a reception. 3rd and 5 at the 39. 6 yard gain.
Now Kaler, same formation with 3 stacked on the right. Jackson with the left. Takes the snap. He's under pressure fast and in and out of the hands of Trevor Smith. Was number 9. It's the defensive lineman Barrett for the Panthers. Pressuring Kaler right from the snap. Forcing the incompletion and bringing up 4th and 5 for the Vikings. And number 90, Hugo De Los Santos comes in for the punt. Number 2, James Kilson back to receive, standing at the 5-yard line. The snap and the punt. It's going to hit the 11-yard line and bounce right at the 6. And they're going to mark it down. Looks like right at the 5-yard line. And out comes Ronald Beverly. And the rest of the Panthers' offense for their next drive, 1st and 10, 8:52 remaining here in the first half. They will spot the ball at the 7-yard line. And Beverly lines up with 2 wideouts stacked on each other, on each side. Logan to his left.
From the 7-yard line, Anderson starts.
1st and 10. Beverly takes the snap. Quick pass to the right. And taken down to around the 15-yard line. Good gain on the play. That's number 15, Heron Paget. And that's a gain of 7 yards on the play. Second down and 3 from the 15. 8:30 remaining in the first half. Hand off to Logan. And he's pressured quickly, but breaks a few tackles and makes his way across for a gain. Close to the first down marker. We'll see where they mark it. They'll put it at the 16, so just a gain of 1 on the play, but
third and 1.
Good run, though, as he was pressured quickly by the Vikings defensive line, and he'll take the handoff again for a short gain, and it's going to be close to the first down marker here on 3rd down. See where they mark it. It looks like another Panthers down after the play. As they'll spot the ball right at the 17. And that will give them a 1st down, but timeout on the field for the injured Panther. That's number 55, DeMarcus Murray, down for Sac City. And gets to his feet, so that's good to see. He's okay. And it'll be a 1st and 10 for the Panthers from the 17 with 7:57 remaining here in the first half. So the clock now, under 8 minutes here remaining in the first half. 3 stacked on the right, handoff to Logan up the middle, and Gets a gain of 2 on the play to the 20-yard line. It looks like a gain of about 3.
They
bring up 2nd down and 7. Now Beverly puts 2 stacked on top of each other on each side. Logan to his right, and penalty flag on the play. Looks like number 77, Ryan Lewis. Jumped early. False start on the Panthers. Pushes them back 5 yards. Ball will be placed at the 15. That'll bring up 2nd down and 12. There's 2 wideouts on each side yet again. And Logan now to the right of Beverly. Beverly takes the snap. Under pressure, looking for a man. And, oh, he caught it! But it's going to be ruled incomplete, it looks like, as he was out of bounds. But a good catch there. It was, looks like, number 47, EJ Jones. So the incompletion brings up 3rd down and 12.
Correction, that was intended for 47, EJ Jones.
And Beverly, same formation, 2 wideouts on each side. Logan to his right. Back to pass. Looking downfield, it was intended for number 4, Anthony King, but he's overthrown. And that'll bring up 4th and 12 from deep in their own zone at the 15. Vikings should get decent field position here after this punt, as number 84, Terrence Young, will come out and be standing at the right near midfield, the Vikings 45-yard line. And number 91, Aaron Navoa, comes in to punt the ball this time. As number 79, Chase Zamora, who's been punting the ball tonight, was injured earlier. So short punt by Navoa. Ball's going to be spot at the 40-yard line, so great field position for the Vikings as they'll start 1st and 10 already in Panther territory. With 6:55 remaining here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-3. So from the 40-yard line, 1st and 10, Kaler sets up with 2 wideouts on each side and CJ Best at tailback. Takes the snap back to pass under pressure and dodges a few men. He's going to keep it, and he's tripped up but gets 2 yards on the play. Couldn't find any wideouts. And bring up 2nd down and 8 from the 38. Second down, Kaler puts Roland and Jackson on the left and Lewis and Smith on the right, and keeps Best behind him at tailback. Play clock under 5. Kaler takes a snap. Back to pass. Under pressure again, and looks like he was looking for Best. Won't be any intentional grounding. That was questionable, but threw it just in the range of CJ Best. So bring up 3rd down and 8. Stops the clock at 6:14. And again, we see a problem with the Vikings' offensive line letting in a few too many Panthers too early, pressuring Kaler, forcing him to not make good passes. So 3rd and 8 from the 38-yard line. Roland Jackson to the left, Lewis Smith to the right. CJ Best at tailback. Kaler takes the snap, back to pass. Finds Smith, and it's just off his right hand. It'll fall incomplete. And that'll stop the clock at 6:09 and bring up 4th down and 8. And out comes number 90, Hugo De Los Santos, for the punt for the Vikings. And number 2, James Kilson, out for the Panthers to receive the punt, standing at the 5-yard line. So Hugo De Los Santos boots it. Bounce around the 13 and be down right at around the, be downed at the 13-yard line. So 1st and 10 for the Panthers, back in their own zone at the 12-yard line with exactly 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. Vikings leading 14-3. So Beverly will put number four in motion. That's King. Hands it off to Logan. Up the middle. Good run on the play.
Logan gets the call.
It's about 5 yards, it looks like, to the 18-yard line. Second down and five. Three stacked on the left, and again, King in motion. And makes the catch, and met by number 20, Malachi Harris, making the stop and the loss on the play. So push back to the 13-yard line. And that brings up third down and 10.
Bottom 13, third down.
And this time Beverly will put three stacked on the right. And one man alone on the left. And again, King in motion. And looking for a man, he's wide open. Number 47 makes the catch. And taken down across midfield to the 45. That's EJ Jones. Huge play from Beverly to Jones on third down. And number five, Tyrone Walker with the stop for DVC. Is Jones, if he broke that tackle, looked like he might have gone all the way. And on first and 10 from the 45 in Viking territory, they hand it off to Logan, and he stopped for a 2 yard loss.
Tony Ballou, 45.
It's number 45, Kulu, with the stop for the Vikings. Second down and 12 from the 47. Approaching 4 minutes remaining here in the first half. Vikings on top by 11, 14-3. Three stacked on the left. King in motion again. Beverly. And looking for number 15. Overthrows him. Intended for Aaron Paget. And that's going to bring up third down and 12. Clock stopped now at 4:06. So third and 12 from the 47. Beverly launches one deep. He's double covered. And it's almost picked off by number five, Tyrone Walker. Intended, it looks like, for number 47, EJ Jones. But good coverage there by number 17, Ray Roach. And number five, Tyrone Walker. So inside 4 minutes now, 3:58. Clock is stopped. Remaining here in the first half, and punt unit comes out for the Panthers. Fourth and 12, and there's the kick. Beautiful kick. Bounces right at the 8 and rolls out at the 6 yard line. Beautiful kick. By number 91, Aaron Navoa. And Kaler and the Vikings will come out and start first and 10 from their own 6 yard line with 3:51 remaining here in the first half.
DVC at 3:51.
So first and 10 from the 6. Kaler stacks three wideouts on the left, Jackson alone on the right. Trayvon Hanna at tailback, and he hits number 84. Terrence Young makes his way across the 20 to the 22. Beautiful play from Kaler to Young for a first and 10 for the Vikings.
Number 2 brings in 84. Terrence Young after the reception. First and 10 for the Vikings. Spotted at the 22.
So first and 10 from the 22. 3:30 remaining here in the first half. Two wideouts lined up on each side. Hannah stays in at tailback behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap, looking to his left, and he finds Young again, breaks a tackle, and gets to around the 30-yard line for another good gain on the play.
Raymond Batista, 44, with the tackle.
Number 44, Raymond Batista, making the stop for Panthers, ball spot at the 30. and brings up second down and about 2 yards. Kaler puts number 82, Cameron Rowland, number 83, Curtis Butler, number 15, Andre Lewis to the right, Jackson alone on the left, and Hannah behind him at tailback. Kaler takes the snap and finds Rowland. Screen pass across the 30-yard line, stopped a yard short. That'll bring up third down and one from the 31-yard line. Vikings looking to add on some points to their lead right now before the end of the first half. They lead it by 11, 14-3. Taylor is going to put Rowland and Jackson to the left. Butler, Lewis to the right. And Hannah behind him at tailback. Play clock under 10. Play clock now under 5. Taylor takes the snap, finds Butler, but no! Number 2, James Kilson comes in and knocks it away. As dangerous pass there from Kaler to Butler. Kilson had one more step earlier. He could have taken that one in for a pick 6. That'll bring up fourth down and one now, with clock stopped at 2:20 here in the first half. And Hugo De Los Santos comes out for the Vikings to punt it away to number 2, James Kilson. Here's the snap a little bit high, and it's almost blocked. And that is going to bounce across to the 39-yard line back in Panther territory. That almost looked like a potential disastrous play. As De Los Santos' punt almost blocked, but just gets it away. So with 2:10 remaining here in the first half, Vikings leading 14-3. First and 10 from the 41 for the Sac City Panthers. So Beverly will come out and stack two wideouts on each side. Hands it off to Logan up the middle. Gets a couple on the play. About 3 yards to the 42-yard line. Under 2 minutes now remaining here in the half. Second down and 8. Make that second down to 7. Again, handoff to Logan. Penalty flag on the play, and another 3-yard gain for Logan again. See what the penalty is for. It's going to be holding against the Panthers, so that's going to push them back. And you erase the gain on the second down, so pushes them back to the 32-yard line for a second down and 18. With 1:48 remaining here in the first half. Beverly again puts two wideouts on each side. Logan to his right, takes the snap, back to pass. And he's looking for number 12, and he makes the catch. Complete to the 45. That's Rico Herring. And good gain on the play, as that'll bring up third down and short from a second down and 18. So third and 5. 13-yard gain on the play from Beverly to Heron. And again, two wideouts on each side. This time, Logan to his left. Beverly with the snap, back to pass. Under pressure, looking for a man. Hits Logan, and he fumbles the ball. And was he down, or are they going to give the ball to DVC? Because DVC falls on it. They're going to mark it DVC football. So Beverly passed to Logan. Gets right to the first down marker as he goes down. I guess he fumbled the ball and the Vikings fall on it. It's too bad they do not have video replay here, because that definitely would have gone upstairs to be looked at for a second time. It could have been close, could have hit the ground, and the ground could have forced the ball out. But unfortunately, we do not have that technology here in JC football. So the Vikings will take over 49-yard line in Panther territory, first and 10, with 1:26 remaining here in the half. As Kaler and the Vikings offense can look to add to their 11-point lead. As that now is believe, the third turnover by the Panthers. And we'll see if the Vikings can capitalize on it as they did on the last one. Kaler takes the snap and is going to find Lewis, and he's going backwards. But he breaks his way downfield. It could pay off across to the 35-yard line, and penalty flag on the play. Gets to the 33. Good run there by Andre Lewis after the catch, as fans got a little concerned, as the sideline did as well, as he was running backwards. But there is a penalty flag on the play after the good catch and run by Lewis. We'll wait to see what the call is. And no penalty on the play, so catch and run counts, and it'll be a first and 10 for the Vikings. The ball spotted at the 33-yard line. 1:13 remaining in the first half. Kaler will line up Jackson and Roland to the right. Smith, Lewis to the left, and Best behind him at tailback. First and 10 from the 33. Clock now approaching 1 minute here, remaining in the first half. Kaler takes a snap, and he's looking for Jackson, and it's through his hands, incomplete. That stops the clock right at 1 minute exactly, and brings up second down and 10. Is coming in for number 24, Trevor Smith, is number 84, Terrence Young. He lines up on the left with Andre Lewis. On the right, Roland and Jackson. And Best behind Kaler. Kaler takes the snap. And under pressure, and he's going to have to keep it. Penalty flag on the play. Runs out of bounds around the 30-yard line, but we'll mark it at the 28. It's a decent run by Kaler, but we'll see if that comes back depending on the penalty call here. And it looks like false start on the play. Maybe an illegal formation call against the Vikings. Either way, it's against the Vikings, and that'll negate the yards gained and push them back now to the 43-yard line, and that'll bring up second down and long here with 53.7 seconds remaining in the half. Second down and 20. Young and Lewis on the left, Roland Jackson on the right, Best behind Kaler. Play clock now under 10. Kaler takes the snap. Back to pass. And just throws it away. Nobody open. Stops the clock at 48.5 and brings up third and 20. So Kaler will line up with three stacked on the left and Jackson alone on the right. Play clock now under 5. Kaler takes the snap. Back to pass. And looking for anyone open. He's going to just throw it out of bounds to the left. Ball's incomplete. Penalty flag on the play, though. We'll see what the call is here, if it's against the Vikings, or it'll be against the Vikings, but we'll see. It'll probably just be declined, and Panthers will probably just take fourth down instead. The clock stopped exactly at 40 seconds. It's a personal foul call against the Vikings, and it will be declined by the Panthers, so that'll bring up number 90, Hugo De Los Santos, to punt for the Vikings, and number 2, James Kilson, back to receive. The punt standing at the 20-yard line. Just 40 seconds remaining here in the first half. See if the Panthers can do anything with this next possession. There's a high punt by De Los Santos. Fair caught right at the 20-yard line. It looks like they'll mark it at the 21. So that's where Beverly and the Panthers will come out and start first and 10. With just 32.8 seconds remaining here in the first half. Beverly puts two wideouts on each side. Just hands it off to Logan up the middle. He's got a hole. And across the 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds around the 35 for a first down for the Panthers. And stops the clock at 23.3 seconds. As they go to a hurry-up formation here, as they clearly want to try and do something with this last 23 seconds. Two wideouts on each side. Logan to his left. Hands it off to Logan. He's got a hole. Again, and another good gain. Right at the 42. Stops the clock at 17.4 as the Panthers will take a timeout. Their first one of the half. Looks like number 3, Kyle Egan, for the Vikings, shaken up on the play. But gets to his feet, and he's okay. But he's going to go to the sideline. After the timeout, it'll be second down and 2 from the 42. 17.4 seconds remaining here in the first half. Beverly takes the snap, hands it off to Logan. Gets to the 45 for the first down. That'll stop the clock at 12.5 seconds. Hurry up offense again. We should expect to see some pass game here as they're running out of time. I don't know if they're just looking for a big break run by Logan. But he makes his way across midfield, runs out of bounds. Clock stopped at 6.3. And another timeout called by Sac City. Ball right at the 50-yard line will be first and 10 after the timeout with 6.3 seconds remaining in the first half. So with 6.3 seconds remaining, first and 10, right at midfield. Three wideouts stacked on the left, one to the right, and there's a penalty flag on the play. Looks like it might be an offsides call on DVC. And no, it'll be a false start against the Panthers. So they lose 2 seconds. It'll go down to 4.6 remaining here in the first half and push them back 5 yards to the 45-yard line for first and 15. But should only expect a deep pass here. With only 4 seconds remaining. And number 1, Deontay Jackson coming in. Playing safety here on defense. They're probably going to use his wide receiver abilities here. To jump up for any Hail Mary pass towards the end zone. Attempt made here by Beverly, so. Still waiting the exact amount on the clock here. Because we're having problems with the clock here. They're going to put 5 seconds on the clock now. And they're going to actually put 6.3 back on the clock. So they finally get the clock adjustment figured out. 6.3 seconds with second down and 10 from the... second down and 10 from the 45. Beverly will put 2 wideouts on each side and have number 5, Lanier Logan, to his left. Play clock now hits 5. And he'll pass it to number four. That's Anthony King, and he's got some room downfield, tripped up. And that'll run out the first half. So at the end of the first half, DVC leading by 11, 14-3 over the Sac City Panthers. As it has been definitely a passing game here, although Sac City has been using the run game to try and get some yardage with their impressive tailback, Lanier Logan. So at the end of the first half, Vikings leading 14-3.